We should point out there are things going on while you're governor. The McClellan Kerr Arkansas River Navigational System was dedicated June 4th of 1971. That was a big ceremony. President Nixon was there.
Oh, and all the principals in Watergate, John Mitchell and Maurice Stans, the bag man for the group, were there. It was unbelievable. You talk about small things that register in your memory. We had a dust-up over where the security guards were going to stand around the podium. My security guard, Richard Wiseman, had taken a position that he wanted, and the Secret Service tried to elbow him out. And in the planning, typical small things make a difference. Of course, Senator Kerr is dead now, the equally important man. Senator McClellan is on the podium in a front row seat, but there is no chair for his wife. And I can't believe that whoever planned that didn't do that. So I went back and booted a Secret Service man out of his chair and took his chair and gave it up to Mrs. McClellan. And she was so gracious. That's the second time in my career this had happened. I was at a governor's conference where they didn't have a seat for Mrs. Briscoe, Governor Briscoe of Texas' wife, and I did the same thing. But those little things, it just wasn't right. If you care about people, you think about their comfort.
What are your remembrances of President Nixon on that day?
He did a very good job of recounting history of the development of the port and all that sort of thing. But what he failed to mention was that he hadn't supported the legislation. Now, there was a Republican on that stand who had supported the legislation who never got the credit for what he did, and that was Page Belcher. Page Belcher, in his early time as a Republican congressman, had endorsed the idea of the canal. And had it not been for Page Belcher at one time, this might have never come about. Very ironical.
Should have had his name on it, shouldn't it?
It would have helped him.
A mutual friend of ours parachuted into that ceremony.
Oh, Vic Bastian. What a jewel he is. Bastian was a parachutist and an accomplished parachutist. And just before the opening part of the statements, he parachuted in right in front of the podium in full view of all the people there. It was so dramatic. I've never seen anything like it. Imagine that happening today in a ceremony after 9/11. What the Secret Service would have done, they would have shot him in the air.
Did you know? Did everybody
Nobody knew. It was a complete surprise. And that was the best part about it.
So it must have made the Secret Service pretty nervous.
Oh, they made him very nervous, but not near as nervous that it would have done 10 or 50 years later. They hustled him off like he was an interloper.
Should point out, Vic Bastian was a newsman, and then he was a salesman at KRMG for many, many years, and that's how I obviously got to know him.
And, John, he was a stand-up, patriotic American. I thought it was wonderful that he did that.
And he was a good friend of yours.
Oh, a very good friend. And let's see, it must have been 5 years ago. We had a wonderful time recounting that experience.
You think the president and the men that were there with him that you named, they all were targeting David Hall as they sat on that stand?
I think that John Mitchell absolutely did, and the president. But as far as stands, I don't know whether he was included in that. But I had been under investigation 6 months at the time that that event took place.
Meanwhile, in June of 72, Howard Hunt, four other men were arrested trying to bug the office of Democratic National Committee at the Watergate Hotel.